We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This looked like a nice, tidy Yankee victory. That's the way it looked. You know, they score those two runs in the second inning. Clint Frazier comes through with an RBI hit. Brett Gardner, the Gardner, plants one. It's 4-0. Jay Happ is cruising. This is going to be a nice, casual Yankee victory. And here's where it all went to the you-know-whats. And I can't blame Aaron Boone for not realizing this, but you could tell in the fourth inning, with two outs, Jay Happ absolutely lost it. And he didn't give up any runs. What happened is he threw nine straight balls. Nine straight from Jay Happ. Just absolutely lost the strike zone, but then was able to get out of the inning. He was able to make a big pitch on Rondon, got out of the inning. So you figured, all right, you know, Jay Happ ran into a little bit of trouble. It's fine. It's 4-0. And then the fifth inning came, and my God, Joe, the cave just fell in on Jay Happ. Walk, hit, double, three-run home run by Tim Anderson, who has some serious ownage of Jay Happ. Tim Anderson's career numbers against Jay Happ are absurd. It's like Chipper Jones against the Mets.
Wow.
It's that kind of level. Or Paul DeJong against the Mets,
wow,
too.
Oh, my God. That guy.
So, Happ just lost it. And that's why the Yankees lost. I mean, we can talk all day about the offense didn't score any more runs. Ottavino struggled. They lost because their starting pitching in general has flat out not been good enough. And you mentioned earlier, the Yankees have a great bullpen, but the one thing that can threaten it is if they don't get enough innings out of their starters.
No doubt.
And they've got to use that bullpen constantly.
No doubt about it.
Over the last few weeks, we have seen Canely, Ottavino, and Britton take turns on looking human, on looking, you know, like, hey, maybe the workload is starting to get to them. Last night it was Ottavino, but really Jay Happ walking four guys, Jay Happ giving a 4-0 lead back in the fifth inning. Essentially, that's why they lost the game last night.
Well, they need a starter. I mean, look, there's no question about it. And I really think that they will wind, as I said this before, they're going to wind up with Bumgarner. I will be surprised if they don't.
Well, here's the thing.
I will.
They need a starter. 100% we all agree.
But they also need the guys that are there to get it done. You're right about
that. There you go.
Of course.
These guys have to be better. Jay Happ, I know, you know, they say this stat on the broadcast means nothing sometimes. Right. You know, in the last nine games, Jay Happ has started, they're 8-1. Does that mean he's pitching great?
No.
Yankees are a good team. Sometimes they win despite their starting pitcher.
And let's be honest. I mean, every guy that they throw out there in the rotation, they're okay. I mean, none of them, I don't care. You could give me whoever you want, okay? You know, CeCe's not the guy he used to be. Tanaka's good. Tanaka's a money pitcher, no doubt about it. But he has his ups and downs during the regular season. You know, Jay Happ, he's okay. You know, James Paxton, to me, he's okay. But, I mean, there's nothing that excites me about these guys. I got to tell you.
Well, like we said yesterday, they don't have Verlander. They don't have Sale.
No.
They don't have Gerrit Cole. They need to get that guy.
They do.
And along with getting that guy, they need these guys to be better. And I'm surprised I'm saying this, but with the setback of Dellin Betances and the workload of the big four of Chapman.
Need another bullpen on?
I think they do.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't think it's crazy.
What, Diaz? Diaz for Chad Green. Who says no?
Come on. Stop it. I say no.
No, I'm just saying.
But I think they may need to add another bullpen arm because, and this is not a knock on Ottavino, but he's pitched a lot.
I know. Just, no, of course.
And last night, I got to hand it to Lourie Garcia because he's the one facing Ottavino to start the seventh inning, and it's an 0-2 count. And Ottavino is so tough. I mean, at that slider, he has got to be one pain in the rear end to face. And Garcia fouls a ball off, draws a ball, fouls a ball off, draws a ball. All of a sudden, it's 3-2 count. The guy's throwing 10 pitches. And I love those kinds of at-bats. I love that as a baseball fan. I love those classic at-bats, especially when I don't have a hard rooting interest in it because I can relax, you know, just as a baseball fan. I remember an at-bat Mookie Betts had last year against Jay Happ when Happ was still on the Blue Jays. One of the great at-bats I've ever seen. I'd go that far. Looking back on it, Sean Dunstan against the Braves in the 99 NLCS. I love that at-bat. Yankee fans love Paul O'Neill against Armando Benitez. I love these at-bats. So Lourie Garcia, 3-2, 11th pitch, home run into the seats. And that's the difference in the game. I mean, that's the difference. And the White Sox won. And so I'm not panicking about Adam Ottavino. I mean, that was just a classic at-bat. But I think with Canely, Ottavino and Britton, we have now seen all three of them run into trouble in the last week, and I think it could be related to the fact that they have to pitch a lot.
No, hey, look, I mean, I don't disagree with that. The Yankee rotation is at best mediocre. I don't know how else to say it. It's a mediocre rotation. That's what it is.
The reason why the Yankees, and forget the Astros, let's put them to the side.
Right.
Why, to me, they are still better than everybody else in this league is because of that bullpen.
That's it. That's exactly
But from a rotation standpoint.
Because they're the only team that doesn't have just, you know, basically borderline major leaguers that are asked to get the biggest outs of the game.
Yeah.
They actually have major leaguers.
They have major leaguers.
Right.
Who are pretty good.
Right.
And they could add another. Why not? I mean, if Brian Cashman feels they have the wherewithal to do it, then fine, go ahead, add another reliever. But here's the good news. I got good news for Yankee fans and good news for me and you. You know what that good news is?
It's Friday.
And the weather's decent.
What is it? What's the good news?
The Yankees are struggling. Now, why is it good that they're struggling? Because now, when Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge come back,
right.
No one's going to say, oh, they're going to ruin the chemistry.
Right.
They're going to ruin the lineup.
That is true.
Even though it's not necessarily the lineup's fault that the Yankees have struggled recently, that argument is not going to be used, Joe, when they return next weekend, potentially.
Yeah, no.
And Aaron Boone has set the bar. And Giancarlo's already playing rehab games and home runs.
Yeah, he is.
Aaron Judge is facing live BP. We are a week away, potentially, from seeing those two guys return. And I always thought it was absurd to not want them both back.
Well,
Why not?
Look, it's the same thing like when people said, the Warriors don't need Kevin Durant. You know, it's the same thing.
Right.
Look, they won. No. That only goes so far. I mean, at some point, if you want to get where you got to go, you're going to need these guys.
No doubt.
At some point.
I mean, last night, the Yankees were batting Mike Tauchman ninth. They eventually pinch hit for him with Gio Urshela. Would you really rather have Mike Tauchman in your lineup than Giancarlo Stanton or Aaron Judge?
Exactly.
And even
Cameron Maybin.
And even Gardner. I know Gardner's been hot lately, but the one thing about Brett Gardner is he is a hot streak and a cold streak player. That's what he is.
Yeah, he's streaky.
Very streaky. And overall, he's not nearly as good as Giancarlo Stanton or Aaron Judge.
No.
You want him in the lineup? Think about how deep this lineup can look. You may have Clint Frazier batting ninth.
Yeah.
That's what you may have.
That's saying something.
So in a weird way, and the Yankees have hit a speed bump. This is their first real speed bump since, they struggled at the beginning of the year? The first week of the season is their first speed bump? The best part about this speed bump is it's going to coincide with the big guys coming back, and then nobody can blame the big guys that they ruined anything.
Right. By the way, who's this guy pitching for the White Sox tonight that's like, early win? I mean, who is this guy?
Lucas Giolito. So Lucas Giolito is a top prospect for the Washington Nationals.
Right, now you were mentioning that trade.
And they traded him for Adam Eaton. And Giolito's a great example. I always said this about Dustin Pedroia, who unfortunately his career is over now. When a guy first comes up and they're really bad, that doesn't mean they're really bad. Sometimes you have to be patient. And I remember when Dustin Pedroia was first called up, he didn't look like a major leaguer. On a much smaller scale, I think we're seeing that right now with Dom Smith, right? Most Met fans were just, Dom Smith's thing, get rid of him.
Right, I was.
Yeah. So the Nationals call him up, and he makes, four or five starts. He's awful. Last year, for the Chicago White Sox, he pulled off something remarkable. He made every start and was the worst pitcher in baseball. And why that's remarkable is usually when you're that bad, you don't continue to get to make starts.
Correct.
He made 32 starts. He had a 6.13 ERA, but had the same amount of wins as Jacob DeGrom, just so you know that. Because wins matter, right? 10-13 with a 6.13 ERA. Mm. But he was 23, and the White Sox are rebuilding. This season, so far, he is 9-1 with a 2.28 ERA and 12 starts.
Unbelievable.
And I think it just shows you that with young players, you need a level of patience, which I know is sometimes tough to have.
Right.
It's easy for the White Sox. They're rebuilding. And they're close, by the way.
Sometimes
they got a lot of talent.
Sometimes you got to stick with these young pitchers. Tommy Glavine comes to mind in the early days with Atlanta.
Absolutely.
He was terrible.
It's a great example.
And he turned into a Hall of Famer.
And Lucas Giolito has turned into a tremendous pitcher. I mean, he's a legitimate American League Cy Young Award contender. And for the Washington Nationals, too bad.
Yeah, well, heart's breaking for them.
Heartbreaks.
Yep.
They have made some really bad trades over the years.
And decisions, man.
And decisions. Yeah, so you're talking about Strasburg,
yes,
shutdown?
Of course.
No doubt. They had Blake Treinen, who has turned into a better closer in this league, and they traded him away. They had Lucas Giolito, and they thought Adam Eaton was going to put him over the top. They traded him away. So they've made some really bad decisions.
They dumped Dusty Baker for Dave Martinez.
That's the best one. That's the best example.
But Mike Rizzo's still there.
Right.
He's there.
The guy who's made all those decisions is still there.
Right. Every mistake he's made, but he's still there.
Yeah. So Lucas Giolito is a former prospect who's really put it together this year for the White Sox. And you can tell, you know, watching the White Sox, they have a lot of talent. They're not far off. I don't think they're going to win the division, obviously. I don't think they'll even be in the wild card race, but they're coming. They're not that far off. They've got a lot of good young players on that roster, and they should. They traded away a lot of good players. Remember, they traded away Chris Sale,
they did.
Adam Eaton.
That's right. That's
They've
right.
moved a lot of big
right.
names, and, well, you recoup talent when you do that. So the last night was just a bad night because that was a bad loss for the Yankees, and they haven't played well. The good news is for them, they're still in first place.
Yep.
Because the Tampa Bay Rays also lost, and they have a little bit of a three-game losing streak going on right now. So the Yankees are still a half a game up on the American League East, but they've lost seven
Who's
out of
pitching
10.
For the Yankees tonight?
Tonight is CC Sabathia.
CC, okay.
So and then tomorrow is probably going to be a bullpen day where they're 4-for-4.
Yeah. Well,
they have not lost the game yet on a bullpen day. But that's tough because think about it. Last night they use a good amount of their bullpen, right? They didn't use Zach Britton, but they use Canely, they use Ottavino, right? Tonight you have to figure they're going to use a big part of their bullpen because CeCe is pitching. And then the next day they're obviously going to use all of their bullpen because it's a bullpen day in all likelihood. And that's the problem. I mean, you just have a lot of usage of these arms. And that's what's going on right now. I'll take a couple of your calls real quick. Let's go to Terry in Pennsylvania.
Terry.
Well, hey guys, nice show. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I do agree with you on a Durant situation. I don't think the Nets or the Knicks should take him. But moving on to the Yankees, I hear you on Baumgartner. I'm not as big a fan. I realized, he was money 3-4 years ago. He's a rental, though. He pitches in Candlestick Park, and he hasn't been as good.
Well, it's not Candlestick Park. It's whatever you want to call it, Pac Bell, AT&T.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It's not Candlestick Park anymore.
Yeah, it is the pitcher's park, though, versus Yankee Stadium. They're never going to do this, and you guys are going to disagree with it, I'm sure. But if I were a Cashman, I'd get on the cell phone with our buddy Derek Jeter down in Miami. They've got Jeter sitting on four really good young starting pitchers down there. One's on the injured reserve
now. Caleb Smith, the former Yankee.
Well, you got Pablo Lopez, you got Trevor Richards, you got Sandy Alantra, and you got
Terry. You just, I don't want to say ran down Baumgartner, but you said Baumgartner.
Right.
He pitches in a pitcher's ballpark.
Right.
And then you cited Marlin pitchers. Right. First of all, they're in a pitcher's ballpark, too. And then none of them. I know Caleb Smith had a nice year, former Yankee, by the way. They basically gave him away. You trust any of those guys more than Madison Baumgartner? You want Trevor Richards making
big starts?
And again,
as you pointed out a million times, people were saying, this last caller probably said the same thing about Verlander, 3 years ago, He's not the same guy. Now 4 years ago he was great. Whatever, yada, yada. I'm telling you, Baumgartner comes to the Yankees, you're going to see him be good.
We talked a lot about risks. Kevin Durant is one big risk. There are risks that we take in sports. I just think Baumgartner is the right risk.
Yeah. Even I don't if think he's that big a risk, to be honest with you.
Well, he's a risk in that you're giving a prospect.
Yeah, okay.
Right? That's the risk.
But the Yankees, it's about winning a championship now for the Yankees.
And the reward,
there is no gray area for the Yankees this year.
Agreed. And the reward of Baumgartner is, to me, worth that risk.
Right.
That's why I would do it, and that's why I agree with you that despite the fact that he hasn't been bad, he's just been average, and yes, he pitches in the National League West, and yes, he pitches in a pitcher's ballpark that is now on its fourth different name, stadium-wise.
Whatever
it's not
it is.
Candlestick, I can tell you that.
Beautiful ballpark.
He is worth the risk.
Yep.
And the names he just mentioned.
He's a tough guy. I love it. What I like about Baumgartner? He's tough.
David Cohn's already taken a shot at him.
About what?
For the act he had when he was all ticked off about Max Muncy.
Oh, is that right?
I forget what he called him last night,
still,
but he was spot on.
But he's that kind of guy, though.
Yeah.
You like that kind of guy.
I agree with you. Bring him in.
Yep.
The Yankees shouldn't be trading for pitching depth. They should be trading for an ace.
Yep. No doubt.
Those guys that our last caller mentioned, Caleb Smith, that's pitching depth. You go for the jugular. And, Max Scherzer's the best pitcher in baseball. So.
Yeah.
He should be number one, despite the amount of money he's owed. He's the best guy. He gives them the best chance. But we don't know if the Nats are making him available. We don't know about the financial situation as far as how much they have to pay of all that deferred money. And they probably have to give up maybe even more. But Baumgartner is the calculated risk. I agree with you. The only difference I have in opinion with you is I am not as confident the Yankees are going to get him as you are.
Yeah, I don't know. I if they want him, they'll get him. They're going to have to probably, ante up a lot. But if they want him, they'll get him.
The track record, and we went through it yesterday, says the Yankees are not getting Bumgarner. Right. They never trade for these big pitchers at the deadline.
Because I was going to say, but you answered it, because they've never really went for a guy like that.
No, they haven't.
You know,
they've got chances.
They've gone for these C-plus, C-level, maybe B-type pitchers.
Yeah, they went for Denny Nagel and Sonny Gray and Brandon McCarthy and Sean Chacon and guys like that.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.